Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 23. I'm so glad you're here. We're going to be talking about learn to intentionally listen and learn. I found this great quote. I don't know who it's by, but the world is giving you an answer each day. Learn to listen. And here's the thing. There is a huge, significant difference between hearing and listening. I discovered the best definition on a website called The Difference Between. Hearing is the act of perceiving and receiving sound waves or vibrations through the ear. Listening is the act of hearing a sound and, you know, understanding what you hear. Do you know someone who hears that you're speaking but never seems to be listening? I think we all know someone like that. It can be frustrating and lead to arguments and disagreements, especially emphasizing that they weren't listening in the first place. Edgar Dale has stated that we remember 10% of what we read, 20% of what we hear, 30% of what we see, 50% of what we see and hear, 70% of what we discuss with others, 80% of what we personally experience, and 95% of what we teach others. Studies have shown that we remember approximately 25 to 50% of what we hear. And I find that statistic shocking. It is time that we do something different. It is time that we become intentional with our listening so we can really learn. How much more would you accomplish if you really took the time to listen? Susan Cain, the author of Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking, stated that we have two ears, one mouth, and we should use them proportionately. One of the principles of the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, written by the late Stephen Covey, states, seek first to understand and then be understood. Intentional listening begins with focusing and listening on what the other person is saying. It is the ability to set aside any distracting thoughts and truly be present. If we listen to our thoughts, we're going to want to interrupt the other person and share our ideas or solutions of what we've done because we have the fear of losing that thought. It's like, oh, I got to find the time to just interrupt so I can say what I have to say. This is where many arguments and disagreements come in because we're thinking so far ahead that we're not really listening to what is being said to us. Arguments and disagreements are a reactive approach to a conversation versus a responsive approach. And when emotions get high, our brains move into a fight or flight response. Your amygdala, a small area of your brain, reacts to protect you and shuts down any area of the brain that would otherwise analyze to see if it's truly a threat. Psychologist Daniel Goleman, also the father of emotional intelligence, refers to this as a boiling point over, or what they call the amygdala hijack, where the intelligent part of your brain is no longer in control. You no longer reason with what's being said. You can often not reason with someone who's gone past that boiling point. You need to learn to choose words where you can meet the person where they're at and truly understand where they're coming from, what their expectations are, what are their hopes and fears, to really gain a clear picture of the situation. Just a quote from Stephen Covey's book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Powerful Lessons in Personal Change. Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. So intentional listening, how do you begin? Well, there's so much more to listening than keeping your mouth closed and being silent. When you're listening, you are coming from a place of being non-judgmental and simply curious about what the other person is saying. You let them know that you're engaged through body language by nodding your head throughout the conversation, where you do agree. There's nothing like someone shaking their head and when you're trying to agree, so obviously there's no alignment. And maintaining eye contact with them while they demonstrate interest in what they're saying. You wait for the person who's speaking to pause so that you can ask questions regarding what they said or to clarify that what you've read between the lines. You may paraphrase what they've said to ensure that you understand that you're on the right track to what they're saying. Another way to truly understand what a person is saying is by putting yourself in another person's shoes, being empathetic, and try to gain an understanding of what they might be thinking and feeling. You might want to repeat facts that you've heard or acknowledge those emotions. You may say something like, "I'm trying to get a sense of how you're feeling. Are you feeling this?" To ensure that your perceptions are correct. When you do this, you make people feel like they're the most important person in the world. And in that moment, they should be, if you are truly listening. The book Just Listen, Discover the Secret to Getting Through to Absolutely Anyone by Dr. Mark Golston is one of the best books out there on the topic of listening. He shares strategies and techniques that are designed to help you successfully communicate with anyone. He has trained FBI, police hostage negotiators to handle life or death situations. The same tips and techniques can be used by you. One of the techniques he describes in the book is called the persuasion cycle. It was inspired by James Prochaska and Carlo Di Clemente in their trans-theoretical model of change. Dr. Golston states that you need to speak to a person in a manner that moves them. From resisting to listening, from listening to considering, from considering to be willing to do, from willing to doing, from doing to be glad they did it, and continue doing. He believes that you can get through to absolutely anyone when you can have them buy into what you're saying, and it all stems back to listening. Just a short commercial break here before I jump into where it all begins. Is my new book is coming out in November, and you can pre-purchase your copy today. It's called Let's Be Curious, How to Ask the Right Questions to Get Better Answers so you can make the best decision. You can go to letsbecurious.ca to learn more. Where does it all begin? You must truly understand yourself, your emotions, and what triggers you to react, and the circumstances versus respond. One of the things that Dr. Golston says is if you want to open the lines of communication, you must open your mind first. It begins with suspending all judgment. When you remove judgment, everyone is on an equal playing field and your mind is open to possibilities. One of the acronyms that we used in my coaching program was WAIT. And it stands for, why am I talking? If you start talking while another person is speaking, no one is listening. So you learn so much more when you spend time listening intentionally. So when is listening important? Listening is important in everything we do. Intentional listening can prevent misunderstandings, de-escalate and resolve conflict, discover solutions to problems. Listening is important in parenting and in understanding your child's needs. Listening is important in leadership to learn what your people want and need. We need to learn a person's preferences. An introvert may have different needs than an extrovert. The Disney Institute had an article about intentional listening in the workplace. They stated that the importance of learning people's preferences and gaining an understanding of whether they like working individually or in a team, or a combination of both. By learning this information, you can better suit the person to the role and the responsibilities that they fulfill. They will be more likely to be successful if they're working in their preference. Resistance occurs when people are doing things that do not suit them, or it does not align with who they are. Listening is important in sales and understanding your customers' wants and needs, and learning whether or not you have the ability to fulfill them. When customers have complaints or want to vent, this is a great opportunity for learning. For when someone complains about events of a situation, they often have a picture of what the ideal situation would be. And it's up to you, the person who's listening, to find out what that is. If you listen with sincerity and interest in what they're saying, you may be able to resolve a conflict easily and create a win-win situation. Why is listening important to you? What are you listening to? What do you need to be listening for? Where in your life do you need to be more intentional with your listening? Be intentional with your listening. There is more to listening than what you are hearing. When you listen to podcasts like this one, The Millionaire Woman Show, grab the show notes when you can. Choose to take action or integrate one of your learnings into who you are and how you want to show up in the world. There is a big difference between what you hear and what you listen to, learn, and understand. I would love to hear about how beginning to intentionally listen has impacted your life. Email me at debra@debrakozowski.com. That is debra@debrakozowski.com. Thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. Go ahead and subscribe to The Millionaire Woman Show. Give us a 5-star high five. And go over to debrakozowski.com to sign up for our newsletter. And if you want to grab the show notes, go over to www.themillionairewoman.com/podcasts. And that's all for today. We look forward to having you join us on the next podcast. And until then, be the change you wish to be in the world, as Gandhi said, and make today great.